Well, just because there's nobody else ever that's been like you, you can't see anyone that's like you, doesn't mean you still can't do it. Because I remember growing up and like watching like the Olympic trials and seeing like nobody was like me, nobody's like doing gymnastics like me, but I'm here. I'm queer. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
Hello, welcome to Half and Half Out, the only LGBTQ+ gymnastics podcast. I'm Kino, and today we are bringing you an interview with Jackson Harrison from Arizona State University. We've actually had this interview in our back pockets for a while. We recorded it back in February, but we've had a lot happening in the gymnastics world, obviously, during March and April, so we've just kind of waited for the right moment to release it. We really love talking to Jackson, and we think you'll really enjoy this interview. Also, today, the podcast End of Sport released an episode where Blake and I were interviewed. We got a chance to talk about our favorite thing, obviously, LGBTQ+ gymnastics with them, and we really appreciate them having us on, and we'll put a link to that episode below. Please go take a listen. They're a great podcast. And please don't forget, we have new merch in our Tee Public store, specifically the Morgan Hurd's favorite podcast shirt, which donates 50% of the proceeds to the Asian Mental Health Collective, which is the charity of Morgan's choice. But without further ado, here's our interview with Jackson. We hope you enjoy.
So hi, good to see you.
Nice to meet you guys. This is the craziest thing I've ever done, I think.
This is so exciting.
This is fully nothing. And we're just like two weirdos in our separate houses trying to like get our dogs to shut up. So you're good. Okay, so full disclosure, I knew that you were a gymnast. I think that you replied to something about me doing gymnastics. I didn't realize that you were like, and then you bought our merch and I was like, it's a gymnast shirt. Cool. I didn't realize you were like a gym, like going
full
to college.
Blown. Right. Like
until you were like at college. I was like, okay.
Jackson was a little. Like the men's gymnastics world is like so underground. It's like a little weird.
It truly is.
I just knew you as like a Twitter person. And you were like on a college team. I was like, oh hey, that's my buddy. So it's been really cool to see you there. How has it been so far, first year at Arizona State University? I had to like look 15 times which Arizona.
Yes, ASU. I love it here. I'm from like the Northeast, so like coming down to the desert, it's like the craziest thing ever. Like it's 69 degrees right now and it's 6 p.m. in February. Like it's crazy. And like the team is just so supportive. And the fact that I'm like living on my own is like all I could have asked for. Like I just am so happy here. I love it.
Did you like get there then? One, like you got there amongst COVID time.
Yes. I moved here middle of August. So it was like kind of in the middle of everything. Yeah.
Oh God. And like hot, crazy. Probably.
Hot, yes. It was hot. Yes.
How does that work moving, like, I was going to say across, but like down in the country, I guess? Like,
yeah.
It in COVID time.
I mean, me and my mom were like in the airplane, like masked up, like wiping down the airplane seats with disinfectant wipes. I mean, I got tested as soon as I got here. She got tested as soon as she got back. It was weird. There wasn't a lot of people here. It was very empty, like downtown Phoenix, where I first lived, was like deserted. There was like nobody ever there. And it was like the weirdest thing because it was the middle of the city too, so.
Right, and you're just like, I bet this has got people in it normally.
Yeah, there's gotta be someone here, I mean.
So how has it been for you since you got there, started on the team? I don't know when you like started training and like started school. How's all that been so far?
Like with COVID?
And just like in general,
it's been a little weird just because like all my classes are online right now. Like I go to campus like I don't know every other week now for one class, so I'm not really getting like the college experience, I guess. But I mean, like with the team, it's nice that like I have the team because I have like almost like a built-in like group of people that I know I can trust, and I know that they're like my friends and stuff. So it's nice to have that, because like I feel like if I moved here and I wasn't on the gymnastics team, I would have no friends, and it would just be boring. So I mean, it's good to know that I have like a group of people that support me. So
I'm glad you have that.
You too.
So you're a freshman. What are you interested in studying if you have not declared a major?
I am studying sports science and performance programming. So it's okay. Like, it's basically just sports science and like how to make people stronger and like how to do that the best way possible. And I want to be a coach. Ooh. And I'm actually coaching right now too. I am I don't know how to describe it, but like I'm a competitive coach at the gym we train at. I coach the XL girls team. So.
Oh, cool.
That's super so cool. Yeah. I'm in education, so I'm always very interested about what the gymnasts are actually studying. You know, you're also in school for an education, as right. I always say. I mean, I think that more coaches should be studying like that type of thing. Like, I don't think you should just, like, you can just become a coach, obviously, and you could learn on the job, but it's nice to actually have like the science to back up what you're doing.
Yeah, just to know that like what I'm doing is like the best way to like make my athletes better athletes, like, and like better people without like damaging them, because that
I know that's like, I don't know, I'm not a parent, but I think about like, I remember once seeing on like Facebook, somebody was like, what gym should I take my kid to for like little kid gymnastics? And I was like, look, you can't just ask the internet what gym you should go to. There needs to be way more research.
Yeah.
And I don't care if we're talking little kids all the way up to like
level 10,
your competitive kids. Like, you want it to go all the way down. I don't know. Yeah, I think we should have more coaches or doing
actually studying the thing.
Or at least having more people in the gym who have studied those things.
Yeah. How did you like figure out that that's what you wanted to do?
So I started coaching recreational gymnastics when I was a freshman in high school or a sophomore in high school. And I did that up until COVID hit, and I'd slowly became like something I enjoyed doing more and more. And like every day I'd go to the gym at like right after school, and I'd be like, all right, now I get to teach kids how to do gymnastics and we get to like have fun. And eventually I realized like, this is all I want to do. Like, I just want to like do gymnastics and like spend time with kids and make them happy and like teach them how to do fun things. And like, and then I started to like see myself as a coach instead of like at the gymnast. And I was like, whoa, that's a little weird. And I was like, well, I guess this is what I'm doing now. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of perfect though. Like, I think I usually tell freshmen, like, I would prefer you be undecided unless you like actually have done the thing and fell in love with it. Like, then it's like, oh yeah, you just are one of the lucky people who like got to find at least like the first thing you're going to do, you know, like at a cool early.
Also, Blake always says that. And then I always clarify, I went into college decided and I graduated in the same major.
Yeah. You're just, the statistical, like you're the minority.
Although I was not an education.
It's usually hard. Like a lot of the time you have to go to school for at least like part of your degree before you get to like really have any real experience doing the thing.
Yeah.
And you just said kids, like, do you want to stick with working with kids? At least right now, like, is that kind of the goal, is to like stay in, like, rather than being like a college coach?
Yeah,
I guess.
I'm not 100% sure. I do love working with kids. And I even like, I did think about being a teacher, but I don't think I could do the whole like being in school, like desk thing. Like, I don't think I could do it. I'm too like movement. Like, I just move.
Teaching is a very active thing. Trust
me. The paperwork and the grading and like, can't say that's for me, so.
No, I mean, grading's terrible.
So we've talked to two, depends how you count, a couple of MAG folks before, but you're the first, like, college MAG athlete who is, like, out while they're competing that we've talked to. And, like, there haven't been a ton of y'all. Like, people tend to come out. After.
I mean, there's like, it's like me, Sam Phillips from Nebraska, who is out as bi, and then like one of my teammates, his name is Blake too, he is out, and he is like, yeah, So it's like the three of us.
I really don't know of any more either. Like, because people tell us stuff all the time, but like, I don't even think I know of any.
But you,
more.
It's the thing is, like, in my brain, there's so many more. Like, in my brain of like the idea of Meg.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not what I mean.
The,
I just mean
like the stereotype of Meg is at the time.
Yeah, that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, when we started this podcast, we talked about, we're like, yeah, there's out Meg gymnasts, but there's not out WAG gymnasts. And that's just.
Yeah. Like,
and then all we've talked to is WAG people.
And then all we've talked to is WAG people. But like, you know, yeah, but I think you're right. People come out after college. Yeah. Also, can I ask a question about men's college gymnastics? Why are your teams so big?
Well,
it's a good question.
Dear God.
Our team is like really big because we're technically, we are a club team, but we're like, we still compete with the D1 team. So we have like our D1 team, which is the goal team, which is like, I'm like teetering on and off of, like, I'm on the brink of being on gold. And then we have Maroon, which is like the NAIGC club team that will compete at like NAIGC nationals and stuff.
So okay. But still, I
double the people.
And I was like, oh my God.
Yes.
I was like, is this because you have more events? Like,
yes. I know like the other, like the D1 teams are like normal size. They're like 18 to 20 people. So.
Okay. Like still a lot.
That's still a lot of people considering how few like scholarships there are though.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people and not a lot of scholarships. Like that's the like athletes on the team per full scholarship ratio is like, yeah. it's closer to D2.
Maggots like 6.7 scholarships for a team. And then there's like 11 teams. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah, I knew it was 6 point something. Because one of the coaches at my current gym competed for Michigan. And he was like, yeah, I know people had like 0.1, like 0.25, like they had like 1% scholarships. And I was like, what is you all doing?
I have heard that they'll get like academic and then like the rest of it will be covered like by athletics. So it's not like, so like you can have 0.75 of a scholarship and then the other 25% is like academic. Cause like I have like a partial academic here. And then we, since we're a club, we don't have scholarship at all. So like.
It's really cool that you guys still get to compete like with the D1 teams.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We have like a separate division. It's called like Gym Act, which is like, it's almost like a division like two, I guess, or two or three, because we don't really have, we have one division three team. So it's like almost a separate division. And then like, I know my head coach, Scott Barclay, he created it like a while ago when ASU shut down the men's program when they kicked him off campus in like the 90s. So he's just been trying to build that up a lot. And like, we've had like three teams be added this year, which is like amazing. Cause it's just, it's such a like disappointment to know that like, so many people aren't going to get to compete in college when like they're like really good at gymnastics and there's isn't enough places.
I mean, can I be frank? Like, what are the other D1 teams going to say? No, we can't compete. Like, you only have so many schools you can compete against. Don't you want all the schools you can compete against as much as you can? Like, there's what? How many? There's like what? 15? That's not correct, but it's close.
I think there's 14 D1 teams, but then Iowa's done after this year. William Mary got restated, so I think they're good. And then Minnesota got cut, so.
Right. Yeah. I know we heard about a lot of that, especially during COVID, that teams were getting cut. And it's like, I've tried to explain to people before. I'm like, yeah, it's a weird situation where, like, typically between the two, no offense, but, like, WAG of the two is the more money-making team. Yeah. And generally, you know, that doesn't happen too often. And people are like, but what about men's? I'm like, there used to be men's. And then people don't pay attention. But men's is really cool. I like MAG.
Yes, me too.
look, let me tell you, I'm like the weird person. I want to watch Pommels. I love Pommels. I love watching Pommels. I'm sorry. It's because flares are cool and y'all are haters.
They are. Flares are cool, but it just it makes me nervous and shaking.
Yeah, same. Same with rings for me. Like the other day I was at Adult Gym and there, we had more guys than usual, like some new guys had shown up, and the guys who had like been, who had been like level sevens, eights, nines, and tens, like went over to the rings, and I was like, I'll stay over here on beam. Yeah. Thank you very much. And then another guy came and he like looked at me and then looked at the other two guys and like looked at me and then went over to rings. And I was just like, it's fine. I've been here, the person who was like, let me find this group of women my whole life. Like, it's fine. I will stay on this beam. Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we get you into the like queerness in the sport stuff, I know you have like he, they pronouns on some stuff and like queer on some stuff, but like what words do you use to talk about sexual orientation and gender identity?
So up until like, I don't know, like 3 months ago, I was just like gay. Like I'm gay. And that's like how everyone knew me. Like everyone calls me he, which is, that's totally fine. That's, I'm super comfortable with that. But then I remember standing in lineup at practice one day and my coach was like, were men. He was like, some talk about men or something. And I was like, I don't really like that. I just, that doesn't make me feel good. And then I started like this self-discovery of like, I have never liked that. Like every time someone's like, oh, we're the men, come be with the men, boys. I'm like, oh, that doesn't, I don't like that. Doesn't fit with me well. So then I was like, well, I guess like I'm not a man, but I also am not a woman. I feel like I'm like, just like a person. You know what I mean? So now like, I like the term queer better just because it's not like gender specific. Like I feel like gay is like gay man and I'm just like queer, but like gay is still fine. He's still fine. Like I'm still like a masculine presenting person, which is, that's just who I am. But so I mean, queer, gay, he, him, they, them, she, her, anything goes.
We love to see it.
And apologies for just throwing around men's gymnastics like, yeah, 30 I mean, seconds ago.
That's what it's called. So, I mean.
I know, but it's like.
Yeah. Whenever we're making our graphics for stuff, like I kept finding myself going to be like these upcoming like women's gymnastics competitions. And I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I'll put like WAG. And I just like wish that there was a different way.
Yeah.
Well, the like, thing is, like the four event people and the six event people.
Yeah. Right, because the only overlap is vault and floor.
Isn't men and women.
Right. It's not, you're not competing the same events. They are two different sports. And like, yeah, there's the overlap of vault and floor. But like,
It's never just been male people or people who identify as men competing in MAG. And it's never just been like AFAB people and women competing in WAG. Like that's never been true.
Right.
It's just that like you're the first person who like has the vocabulary for it and is like willing to say it on a podcast, which didn't exist.
Yeah.
Then, you know?
Yeah.
You also though, like, and we've talked about this, Randy Lane just asked us like, what have you learned from doing this podcast? And one of the things that I said was that there's a lot more like people who are out, who are coming out than like I ever thought would in this like year that we started it. Yeah. And that most of those people were out as something like in high school, like y'all who are like 17 and 18 and 19.
Yeah.
Have like such a different relationship with your own queerness and like so much different access to vocabulary. Where I was like, when I was your age, I was like just figuring out that trans people, like that binary trans people were a thing.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, I'm going to take these team photos and they're going to be like, fabulous.
Yes. I started coming out get this. I came out the first time the day before they legalized gay marriage in the whole country.
No way.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And, like my best friend at the time over text, I texted her to come out. So it's been a while.
How did it go? It has been a while, but to me, that is not a while. I just realized that to you it is. To me, it is like, that was so recent.
6 years ago almost, yeah.
Right. How did that go?
She was surprised, which I don't, like, I was like, kind of surprised that she was surprised. Cause I kind of like, I knew I was gay for like, you know, my entire life, you know, like I was running around in dresses as a 3-year-old, like I was gay. So, I mean, I was a little bit surprised that she was surprised, but she was like, oh, okay. it didn't, yeah, it never changed anything like when I came out to her. And then I came out to a couple other of my friends at the time and they were like, oh, okay, cool. So that was super.
Sometimes don't you just want people to be like, yeah, duh.
Oh, I knew people were going to say that. So I was like, just say it. Just say, okay. Yep, we know.
Like, I've had people be like, oh, were you surprised? And some people are like, no. They're like, not surprised at all. And then other people are like, I had no idea. I'm like, have you listened to me talk?
Yeah, like, can you hear my voice? Like,
have you listened to me talk? Have you, I just have a, I don't know. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, I was in that boat too. I don't know if anybody ever was surprised. People were surprised at which thing I was telling them I was. So like, yeah. I can relate on that. But they were just like, oh, okay. I thought you were like an off lesbian. Like, I knew that wasn't it. Like, I knew it was not that. The other thing that like you being so young in like some version of like queer awareness also means is that like you are also making college decisions with like queerness being a thing in your mind. Just, like, I know you mentioned that you have a teammate. Was he already there?
He was really being recruited? A sophomore here, and I didn't know he was gay until like I met him. So I mean, like, I was coming into this like fully blind, like being like, am I gonna get like, is something bad gonna happen to me? Like, I don't know. And then like everything was super, super duper like supportive. So I mean, like, it was all good, but it was like nerve-wracking to like walk into the gym the first day and be like, here I am. Cause it's like they follow me on Instagram. They have to know I'm like not hetero. So I mean,
yeah. Yeah. And you've said it like has been really supportive, but what has like really supportive looked like?
So I remember like obviously walking in and being super nervous. And then like as time goes on, I started to like open up and be myself. And then like nobody was like negative or like, I don't know, like it was just, they were super positive. They were like laughing at the jokes I made, like all the gay jokes, they were laughing. So I mean,
it was that's like, actually like kind of the ticket. Like if like you're doing what like I would say like queer humor and people are like laughing with you and not at you, it's just like great. Like, and I also think that's totally my way of going into those situations too, is to be like, I'm going to joke about this. Even if you were going to, you can't really use it against me because like, even I'm willing to like.
I already laughed at myself. So like, what are you going to do? Call me gay?
Right. Right. Like, ooh. Like, wow. When I saw that you were on the team and then I saw like the first videos, either from you or the team of like all your teammates cheering around, I was like, oh, that's like bros. like I know the stereotype of MAG is that it's like a bunch of closeted gay guys, and I was like, oh, that is not what's happening.
It's very much frat, very much straight energy, very much.
I feel like the stereotype is actually one side or the other.
I think once you're in a gymnastics like community, I think you understand like the stereotypical like MAG person.
Yeah.
I think from like outside people, it's like they must all be gay. They're doing this like girl sport.
Yeah, they're doing a girl sport. They must be gay. Where it's complete opposite. Like it's so like hyper masculine and so like.
Yes, I'm like, have you seen some of these people?
Yeah.
Like or heard anything they've ever said publicly ever?
Yeah. Have you heard things that people have said? Have you seen people go on rings? And look at their arms. Like,
but you can be Dom Palangi. You know what I mean? Like, you can have all of those, like, you can be Heath. Like, you can have, like, Heath circa the last, I don't know, 3 months where all of a sudden I'm going to call him out on this podcast. He called himself Mask today, and it took everything I had in me not to reply and be like,
Heath is ripped now.
Liberal usage, but I'll allow it. He's wonderful.
Oh, Heath. Heath is a delight. We love you, Heath.
We love Heath.
He is like actually the coolest person.
Yeah, he is. He's a cool lizard. And a cool cat. We didn't get to see the lizard the last time we talked. I'm deeply offended.
But just that he is a lizard, like that's so cool. Like I have like 3 plants.
I can barely keep a cactus alive.
So you come into college, you're like, okay, there's a million of the straightest boys I've ever seen because there's 50 million people on your team. And then there's like me and not person currently speaking, Blake.
Yeah.
And people are like laughing, like willing to like laugh with you. And like nobody's making stuff weird.
Yeah.
How does that then feel like as you then like, oh, now I get to like do gymnastics. Like, how does it feel just be like, oh yeah, like great.
It was like a weight off my shoulders. Cause I feel like all throughout club and JO, I was like holding back a little bit with my gymnastics, keeping it like normal almost. And like very much like, oh
yeah.
And now I can like, I can land and I can be like, yes, like I did it.
Yeah.
And I can like do like some gay gymnastics and like I don't have to worry about people being like, ooh, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's muted. And even if like someone from another team was like, what's this happening? You have like 20 some straight boys like
it's
ready
like
to back you up.
Your own frat.
Basically.
Like the best security out of any of our guests so far.
It's like a gymnastics frat. That's what it is.
It literally is. We are a gymnastics frat. That's basically.
You literally have like a billion of you and they're all just super masculine-y.
Yes.
I don't know. What was that? What are you looking? Are you confused by my?
No, I just like, bless your heart.
Yeah.
In sharing space with all of those like, gross men.
It's great that there's like the three of us and we're like we all have each other's back and we can like talk about gay things together, like because you know the straights, they don't always like to talk about like stuff and like you know
you like have to have the plastics
like,
at some point
you have it's like everybody is supportive but it's also nice to have the tiny you have your big community and everybody is loves each other and everything's great. And then you have the little community of like, okay, now we have to go away from this straight shit.
Yeah. And we got to
talk about
for a second. We got to vogue a little bit. We got to work the house. We got to party.
We get to talk about the queer experience.
Yes. We get to watch Drag Race. We get to do all the
things. Oh my gosh. That makes me so happy. There's only one other like situation that we know about currently or ever that like, I might be lying.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Where there's been two out queer people on the same team at the same time, but then didn't somebody just tell us, Kaya said that there was a person on her
team.
That's
who I thought you were talking about. Kaya said.
But I'm talking about UCLA.
Oh, yeah, you are. Kaya said that when she was a freshman, there was a girl on the team who was also queer, but she is no longer competing. She like medically, she like retired.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't like hear about it a lot, and I'm so glad that like somebody is like getting to have that experience, like where because it's so important to like not have to like translate, basically.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's like a different language almost,
and like energy.
Yeah, like we're living in like different worlds almost. That's what it feels like. It's like, oh, you do that, I go do this. You talk to girls, I go watch Drag Race. And I'll talk to girls.
Girls are great. Girls are my favorite people.
Yeah.
Girls are great. There's a great, I'm going to just bring it up. There's
three very different inflections.
There's amazing TikTok where this guy who's bi actually says, yeah, I'm bi, but I date women because have you ever talked to a man? And I was like, I deeply feel that. Have you ever talked to a man?
Yes.
The other thing that you have that I don't think we've gotten to talk to any. We've talked to like men who are gay and coaches. Mm-hmm. We've talked to like gay male athletes who don't necessarily want to be coaches. Mm-hmm. You're the first person that we've gotten to talk to who's like a queer person in MAG, mm-hmm. Who is like going to go into coaching, is like out as a queer person. And particularly in the ways that like your queerness differs from like Randy's and like the gay men to where like you're signing up for this career like as an openly queer person.
Yeah.
How does that feel? Were there folks that you looked up to? Are there things that you're worried about?
I'm the one thing that definitely scares me the most, and this is like partially because of queerness and partially just because like scary, but like parents, like I'm nervous that I'm gonna like, because I want to coach girls and boys, like I'm coaching girls now, but I want to do both. I'm nervous that I'm gonna like run into a parent that's like, why are you trying to make my son gay? Like, why are you trying to turn my son into a fairy? That's like something that makes me a little bit nervous. But I know right now the girls I'm coaching are like 10 to 14. So like they know what gay is. I'm like very much like when I'm coaching. So I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I just assume they know.
And even if they don't, like, even if they were like super sheltered and like have never met a queer person and like can't pick up on like that, don't know how to name that energy.
Yeah.
I knew at like 5, 6, 7, 8 energetically, like how, like who else was like queer in a space. And like, there were like, I think like most girl children do, like most kids do.
Yeah.
Like they can at least identify like something feminine.
Yeah.
Even. Like,
I know the older ones I coach, they definitely know. Like, I feel like they're in like 8th grade. Like,
yeah.
They ever ask you?
I was out. So I mean,
oh, yeah, they never ask you.
Have they ever asked you?
No. One of my girls asked me if I had a boyfriend once, and I was like, no. So, I
mean, that's cute, though. Yeah. They're just like, do you have a boyfriend?
That is
like,
really
that's
cute.
Not like, I don't know. It would have been so terrifying for me to ask somebody that, even if I knew they were a queer person when I was a kid. Like, it was so like,
yeah, like, yeah.
Okay. We've done school. We've done coaching. We've done The Team Is Rad. I watched your first meet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything since then. How has the season been going?
It's going. So after the first meet, I had a little injury, like it was like the first practice back. So like 2 years ago, I tore my left Achilles tendon and then my right one had been bothering me because I kept landing my dismount, like I kept like face planting my dismount on the floor. So my right one was bothering me. And then I thought I tore it again for a second, but it like the week after. So like our second meet, I was out. And then the third meet, I did floor and high bar, which I was so excited to do high bar, but
yeah.
Floor, I had like an awful floor routine. It was so bad. So then I hit my high bar routine. So I mean, like, I mean, you can't win them all. So I mean, so. And now we have a meet. Is it Thursday? In 2 days. So super exciting.
How do you know if your Achilles is bothering you?
Well, when I try to do something, it hurts. And then it doesn't
really. Okay. So. I just wasn't sure if there was like a specific thing. Because sometimes my Achilles do funny things.
Like a tightness versus a pain versus a, yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes I think I actually do have a tight Achilles because I walk on my toes. It's a problem.
Me too.
I walk on my toes and on the outsides of my feet. So
me
like
too.
You can totally tell. Oh my gosh, we're twins. So I'm always like, am I going to tear my Achilles? Like my
the
dad
has
had Achilles, has had Achilles surgery. So,
my dad
like,
had both his knees replaced. The answer is yes.
Right. Like, it's just terrifying. So I just wasn't sure if it was like a pain or a tightness thing. Cause mine are just usually tight.
Before I tore the first one, it was like sore, like just like normal sore for like 2 weeks. And I was like, haha, maybe one day I'll tear my Achilles. And then I did. So, I mean,
answer is just don't think about it.
don't
talk about it. Like, your right one is fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything about your right Achilles.
Yeah.
It like hurts. It's not like sore. It just like hurts. I don't really know. I don't know. I went to the doctor and they were like, it could be torn or it could be a strain. And I was like, okay. Well, I guess I'll just.
Well, it's not completely torn because you can walk.
It still works. So, I mean.
So.
Whoa.
Achilles injuries freak me
Achilles.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't please know. Don't, just freak
please
me
don't
out.
Do that. I don't like that doctor. It could be torn. What?
Yeah, that shouldn't. No.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it's getting like progressively better. Not, I feel like if it was torn, it wouldn't be getting better. It'd just be getting worse.
Yeah, but like, ow.
Yeah.
Because I saw you do floor and vault, so I didn't know that you also train high bar. Do you train those three? Do you train anything else?
Right now I'm doing like 5.5 events. Ooh. And like, I was doing rings, like, and then my shoulder started bothering me, so I stopped. And then I tried to get back, and I couldn't do any of my skills. So like, I do rings like once a week, just like to maintain. But I'm doing routines on every other event right now.
Nice.
Like, my palm routine is hard, so like, I don't compete pommel. No.
Yeah, it's cool that you're still like training everything though.
Yeah, I want to compete all around eventually. So.
Mag has too many shoulder events.
Yeah, you're telling me someone who's got like watermelon thighs, like legs are like 2/3 of my body.
You know, like WAG has like, oh, these events are very like power oriented and these are very like graceful and like artistry. And then it's like, Mag is just like, if you don't have shoulders, you'll die. Like if Maddie Koshin had been in Mag, she would not have arms anymore. And I say that with love because she did an arm event, but I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
It would have been like, okay, go up on rings. This is your event. Okay.
It's just, it's Mag is wild to me.
Truly.
We don't love pommels. No. Rings currently hurts.
Some of us do love pommels.
I'm not doing it.
How's P-bars?
P-bars is okay. I have like no difficulty on P-bars. So like, I mean, my routine is like kind of clean, I guess, but I just have no difficulty. So I mean,
execution is a good thing though.
It is. And I feel like I'm pretty consistent on my P-bar set. Like I fall sometimes, but I mean, I feel like I'm consistent. So I mean,
honestly, like I really do like I'm totally cool with a less difficult routine as long as there's the execution. When I do watch Mag, I obviously don't get to see as much Mag, but like that's why I like Yule Moldauer, because it like his gymnastics is clean and like executed well. Like I don't care that you're maybe not throwing the hardest skill, because what if your hardest skill is super ugly?
Yeah.
Like obviously difficulty is important, but like it should look decent.
So the other thing that I wanted to ask you about, talk to you about, is you had said a couple times, like, I'm going to bring like my queerness into gymnastics. And I mentioned your like photos, which were like, just like the only word is like gorgeous. Like they were just like so pretty. And it was so cool to see someone's like Mag headshots. I'm just like, look at this like pretty thing go. I think the first question for me is like, what does that mean for you? Like bringing the queerness into gymnastics? Like, what is that going to look like?
Well, I feel like we've always had queer men and gay men in gymnastics, but they've always been like a fun little, like I'm going to do Simone's floor routine for fun. And I'm going to just,
yeah,
like they're doing like men's gymnastics, but then on the side, they're doing like a beam routine and like a bar routine, which I love. I'll play around on beam all day, but I want my men's gymnastics to just be a representation of who I am, which isn't like stiff arms and like T pose and like saluting with one arm. I just want it to be like, I just want it to look like I'm having a good time and I'm being my natural self and like just a representation of me, I guess. That's the only way I can describe it. And like for people to know that like, just cause I'm like, that I'm not like weak or like lesser. I'm just as strong. I'm working just as hard and I'm putting the same amount of work in. You know what I mean?
Is there a way to make like the man wipe like gay and queer?
I'm trying and like.
Like, cause you know, I hate it. It's like, can you make it like more fun?
I do it. I don't do it any, actually. I do this weird thing after a transition where I like, I kind of do it, but it's like kind of fast. And it's like in the middle of my routine. So it's not even at the end. But
oh my God.
I remember seeing that being like, that one wasn't egregious. I'll allow it.
It was quick. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't mind it if it's just like if it's natural, like it makes sense. But yeah. When it's like, you're just sitting there trying to catch your breath, I'm like, okay, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
He's sitting here, as I say, as the person who could not do a full floor routine.
It's an easier question when people are like in elite because they can kind of do whatever they want and you don't get to just like fully decide what you're going to do. But I wish that could be like, would you compete to floor music? Like if you could like wave a magic wand and like everyone was like on board, would you want music?
Like for men's?
Yeah.
Or just
you? Like
I'm a performer. I love to be the center of attention. So absolutely, I would love to compete with floor music. I know in NAIGC, they do the decathlon. And I was like, should I do it? Am I going to do all 10 events? Like, I wanted to.
But... Oh, yeah.
Please.
I think I might have to before I graduate. Or even, I think I could do it after I graduate.
Yes. I totally forgot that was a thing.
Yeah. One of the straight ones.
Oh.
Straight people are real?
Who knew?
Where? Like, oh, 50% of the people that listen also, and like all but two of your team. Like,
yeah.
All 55 people on your team.
Yes, all 110 of us.
There's so many.
It's two teams. So it makes many. Sense.
Yeah.
There's still, like, I literally looked and I just was like,
it's like hard to find you in pictures.
I was like, this looks like a frat. Like, it looks like the portrait for like a frat photo, but in like a classy frat.
Yeah, a gymnastics frat, but we are like civiled.
I'm just like so relieved that even though you're walking into this environment that's like just aggressively heterosexual, that you're still like, you have this little pocket of like people who totally get you with the whole team is like, been super cool. Anybody like bat an eye or anything when you were like, and my headshot? Like,
well, by the time we did headshots, they were like, they were used to it by now. But at the beginning, there's a couple of them that are like, what's going on? Like, never seen anything like that before, which like is to be expected. Like, I feel like I'm like, I'm also like 6 feet tall. So like, I'm just massive. So it's hard to like miss me.
Yeah. That was part of how I like knew you at first, was because we were talking about like being tall people in gymnastics. And then
I remember this. Yeah. I do remember. Yes, I do.
And I was like, look at this other person who just like clearly casually does gymnastics and is like 6 feet tall. And then you're like, LOL, JK, watch me like be on this team. The other, I wanted to make sure that this gets in here somewhere. I think our first ever merch purchases were like stickers and stuff, but the first person, I think you're the first person that ever bought one of our shirts, and if you weren't, you're the first person who bought it and then told us that they got it. Like, wow. You were the first person who ever sent us like a picture of our merch, and so you've just been like my low-key favorite ever since. My God.
And she's so happy. I've been waiting like so long for like a shirt that's like gay gymnastics. I was like finally, like, something gay, something gymnastics, my two personality traits. Yes. Right.
I feel like you need to make a shirt that just says, this is my gay gymnastics shirt.
Yes.
I'll make it.
And then make it and then just send it.
Right. I'll make it.
Obviously, it's being queer is not always sunshine and rainbows. And you do not have to answer this question by any means. Mm-hmm. Have there been any... I'm curious because most people have told us of mostly positive experiences. Have you had any pushback because you're queer in gymnastics?
Like, just in general?
In general.
I mean, when I was in club, I started like wearing makeup and like painting my nails like every day, like, I don't know, like 9th grade, 10th grade. And then at club, I remember my coach always told me that I wasn't allowed to like do that at meets and stuff. Like, at practice it was fine, and like my two club coaches were super supportive and I'm so thankful for them. But I remember he told me not to do that at meets, and I remember going to like clinics and stuff like with other guys in the area, and they were like, I always felt like a little bit ostracized and a little bit like, I don't know, like different. And I don't know if that was just me, if it was them, if it was both of us, which it probably was just both of us, but it was just weird. There was never anything like crazy, like awful. So I'm very thankful for that. But like, I also, from my freshman year of high school, I ran track, and not to like toot my own horn, but I was like one of the best freshmen on the team. Yeah. And I did hurdles, and I was like, I won a bunch of state titles and stuff. And I remember like going to track meets and people would give me like weird looks and look at me like I was like crazy or like something they'd never seen before. But then I'd beat them. So it was okay. So I mean, nothing horrible.
Nothing horrible, but like, yeah. Standard.
Standard, like, what's that? Like, I don't want to catch
standard queer phobia.
Yeah.
I always feel like I can just relate to this so much to the like knowing or thinking that what people are thinking is like, what is that? Which I think like gay men and like lesbians and like bi cis people like experience to some extent. I think when there is like a gender component to it, whether we're aware of it at the time or not, like, yeah. I think that like, it's totally a specific thing of people being like, I know what gay people are and I don't even know how to like place that, yeah. You know, yeah. Like it's this very specific energy of like, it's not even like aggressive. It's just like,
something looking over your shoulder, like,
yeah.
Looking at your business. And it's like,
well, and I think that even if it's not overtly negative, there is something that can really like mess with you about like presenting your like pubescent authentic self to the world and having people be like, question mark. Yeah, like,
what's going on? And I grew up in, so I'm from Rhode Island, which is like the middle of nowhere. And I grew up in like a pretty rural area, and which is weird because Rhode Island's like a very democratic state, but like where I grew up was very much farmers, very much like country, very much Trump. So it was weird to like grow up in that and like go to school wearing full makeup, but like nobody made fun of me. Nobody like they probably made fun of me behind my back, I have no doubt, but like nobody like made fun of me to my face or like pushed me around or anything. And one, I think it's because I'm just a big person and I'm like strong.
It helps.
Yeah. And then my brother, who's a year older than me, was like, he was like the top dog of his class. So like, I feel like I had a couple layers of protection. So that was really super weird.
Being like a 5'10" person, I think it made like a world of difference. Just like the fact that a good percentage of the people who otherwise would have didn't feel like they could physically intimidate me.
Yeah. It's like, I'm 6 inches taller than you. What are you going to do?
Right. That's like a win. And you've like always been doing mag. So like you've been strong.
Yeah.
The whole time. You're just
you
like,
could deck someone.
Hello.
I could take someone out if I needed to.
Exactly.
I yet need to do that, but I could.
I'm loving the mental image personally. Being like, we're going to fight.
Sorry, I just thought it was an important question to ask because, you know, not everything is always sunshine and rainbows. Just because someone isn't like personally like attacking you or like committing a hate crime doesn't mean that like things are good, you know? People are like, oh, well, they, you know, because sometimes people are just like, oh, you know, I'm like, no, like,
no, it's,
you still can't say so bad shit. So you can't
go out in public sometimes.
Yeah, like I don't, because I'm fairly closeted, I don't experience a lot of direct things, obviously. But like, I also just, I see it happen and I'm just like, come on. Like, I'm much more willing to speak up for someone else than myself, but it's incredibly frustrating. I don't know. It just because you can be out and gay in gymnastics and be successful doesn't mean it's always easy. And I don't want people to not know that it's not always easy.
Yes.
I think it's important to know that like there's still struggles.
Yeah. It's like there's always an extra layer of stress and anxiety with being, whether you're gay, whether you're queer, whether you're trans, whether you're Black, whether you're not the majority, there's always something there.
Yeah. I think that really describes it well too. The like, even if you like figure out how to navigate that in high school and in club, then it's like, okay, now I have to really learn how to navigate this in college.
College, which walking to the gym my first day was definitely terrifying.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter how, like, what happened in high school.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how comfortable I am with myself either. Like,
I was going to say, is Rhode Island big enough to have a rural area?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Rhode Island's pretty small. I lived in Boston for a bit. I never did get down to Rhode Island, but Rhode Island's small.
It is. I once drove, my dad lived in the southernmost town, and one time I drove all the way up to the border, and it took me 50 minutes. And that's a long way. It's like you're going side to side, it's a good 25.
So we'll link to your socials in the description. Is there anything else that you want folks to know, about you, anything you want to say to the people.
Anything you want, any words of wisdom you want to impart to the young, tiny, queer mag gymnasts?
Yeah.
Well, just because there's nobody else ever that's been like you, you can't see anyone that's like you, doesn't mean you still can't do it. Because I remember growing up and like watching like the Olympic trials and seeing like nobody was like me, nobody's like doing gymnastics like me, but I'm here. I'm queer. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
You're my favorite.
Love it.
Thank you for being here. You have been wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Thank you guys. This is so incredible. Like, I can't even
back whenever you want.
Yeah.
What you guys are doing for like other like LGBTQ plus gymnasts that are like younger. Cause like having something like this when I was like even like a couple years ago would have like completely changed my life and like made me realize like you can gay and gymnastics are like can they go together. They don't have to be like two separate things.
Amen.
And you're gonna change somebody's life.
Oh god, yeah.
Some kid is gonna hear this and just be like, it's gonna be better for them.
Yeah.
You know? Like I think about that a lot. Yeah. Like
you're doing it too.
Every person we bring on here is changing somebody's life. And we're just the platform. Like
yeah, it's y'all.
It's y'all. It's not us.
All right, you're wonderful. We'll talk more soon.
You're so wonderful. Yes.
Thank you, guys.
So for people who have never seen written down anybody, like write down multiple options for pronouns, what does it mean to you when you say like he/they? And then if I need to fill in what it can mean for other people, I will. But what does it mean for you to when you say like he/they pronouns?
I think for me, it's like he is what I've gone by for like the past 18 years of my life. It's what I'm used to. It's what everyone calls me and like, it's fine. Like I'm comfortable with that, very comfortable with that. And then they is like, it's the representation of like who I really am. Cause I'm not a boy, I'm not a man, but I'm not a woman and I'm not a girl. So it's like the they is like, just so people know that like, I'm still like in the middle somewhere, whether like one day I'm like wearing makeup and heels and the other day I'm wearing like a tie or something. Like I'm just not on one side.
Perfect.
Never both.
Yeah. All of the things.
All of the things. Sing.